Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson, and how's my microphone level, Samantha Richards?
It's so great today. In fact, it's probably your best so far.
Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Dane Swan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Why am I holding the microphone, please?
So this morning when we got here, Ralph kindly comes out and helps me with the equipment every Wednesday morning. And
Dane's on his way.
Dane's on his way. And I got the mics out.
Another big Sunday, Monday. Yeah, footy's over, thank fuck.
Yeah, I bet you're pleased with it. Yeah. I stood the microphones up against my car, the three that are on stands, and then I went to get my bag out and I, in slow motion, watched them go.
So I'm doing Whispering Jack.
They crashed.
He's
holding his mic
People
by hand.
People might be able to hear it.
I'm so pleased with your levels today, Ralph. They're wonderful. It's because the mic. I'll send a picture. We're holding mics to our face just to get this show to you people.
So how's dual premiership winner Dane going?
Oh, very good. Yeah. A little bit better than what it was last Wednesday, but still, I'm just about back. Yeah. The senior citizens probably don't go as long as the young ones, so.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, which is might be a shock to some, but. Still went well into sort of – it was dark Monday night by the time I went to bed, but at least it wasn't Tuesday.
So you and Fev, who else would our listeners know that played?
Aaron Edwards, yep. Daniel Harris, Andy Franchina.
Yep.
Blair Harvey, which is
– Did you say Andy or Anthony?
Anthony Franchina.
Yep.
Might be just Brent Harvey's brother.
Yep.
Brent
Harvey's – was the one who got straight in the Hall of Fame in his first year.
Yeah, if we're going per game, per fucking all shame and that, I've probably been covered. It might be just about it. Tony Hashem.
Yep. What, the poker player?
Yeah, his brother, yeah.
Oh, his brother.
Yeah.
Tony's about my age.
It's roughly about off the top of my head.
So, don't just say that you won. I mean, we need some details.
We won by... 4 goals, 5 goals. Yeah.
Who were you playing?
Didn't play well because you haven't mentioned it.
Oh no, I was very, very lucky. The umpire said he'd give me 2 votes.
Two? Is that it?
Blair Harvey won the notch. Yeah, well, I think I was judged on the fact that I was me. Aaron Edwards kicked 7 out of 12.
And he didn't get the top 2.
Didn't get 3.
So remember when we had old mate in here from Champion Data and he said that Dusty this season is being judged against Dusty's best? That's you.
Yeah.
So you're basically Dustin Martin.
Yeah, I should have won it. Let's be serious.
Let's be honest here.
Yeah.
Cut the bullshit.
They got back within 2 goals and I took a big mark, about 30 out, and went back and no pressure, just kicked it straight through the middle.
Yeah.
And ended the game. But no, it was nice to
just
pick on people.
Back watching your dad do the same degree.
Pick on people my own age, you know, instead of having to run around chasing young kids around, just back to my own level. Yeah. Yeah, so it was nice. It
was game?
Carrum.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oof. That's almost your heartland there.
Oh, man, I'm fucking sick of driving down there, let me tell you. Jesus.
I don't think you'd be doing that over summer.
Oh, no, no. Well, I won't be in the country.
How's your EastLink account?
Yeah, no, Taylor pays for that.
Taylor pays for it. With her mat leave, does she?
Yeah. I'm kind of glad footy season's over. Yeah.
Did you just see me twitch when you said that as in Daniel Hoyne from Champion Data?
Yeah. You okay?
Expected score.
Well, who did Collingwood play this week in expected scores?
Yeah, I think University.
University, yeah. That's a shame. But, yeah, no, it was good. It's a good weekend. I'm sick of ruining me Sundays and Mondays, though, so that's it for Sunday Mondays for me.
Preseason starts when?
Oh, mate, March, if at all.
Well, you got a lot of people to talk to now, the Collingwood.
Mm. Yeah, no, busy. Well, we got the Pines break up Saturday, so.
Right.
It'll be a Saturday, so it'll be all right.
Do you tell them that this could be costing you money?
Yes. spend a lot. It's up this way, which is nice, so.
Yep.
At one of your venues, Dane?
One of mate's venue, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Mm. I said it'll be good. Sunday off, then at least I'll be sober to watch the NFL, get up and watch the NFL on Monday morning.
What time do you get there for the 3 o'clock or? Do you get up real early?
Well, once on Monday I was all still up, so I watched them all.
That hurts.
But yeah, now the kids aren't here. I'll probably get up 4:30, probably get up for the second half of the first games.
Yep.
And then I'll just probably sleep in between an hour between the 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock, then I'll just probably sleep in the other.
So when does work? Works Thursdays.
Oh
yeah,
come on.
Yeah. Right. Mondays out. I tried working Mondays with the radio and that didn't last. That didn't go real good. So
know your strengths.
Yeah, exactly. So 3-day weekend, like they say. Mm. I'll get all my work done in space of 4 days.
Yes.
What?
I'm a very efficient worker.
Right.
From Tuesday or from Wednesday to Friday I can basically punch out everything.
Is that 4 days, is it?
Yeah. So sometimes I have to do something on Tuesday, but not a lot. Mm. Yeah.
So with the Pies winning and not playing this week, even though they're in the expected score finals, does that mean you're busy on Friday or not?
Yeah, I've got something on Friday.
Good. Yeah. Just checking.
Yeah, I've got something on Friday. It's a couple of things.
You look fresher today. I just need to, I don't know, maybe you're going to have to do like a TikTok on your skincare regime or something because you look fresh today.
Yeah, because I had about 15 hours more sleep.
Wonderful.
Yesterday than I did last time.
And have you come from training this morning?
Oh, no, I'll give that a swerve.
Yeah, we thought you were a bit early when the phone rang saying you're out the
front. I was going to, but I was I had the sweats, so I got it all out last night. Okay. And then tomorrow, I might go tomorrow if Aaron doesn't need me super early. So definitely Friday.
Because Dale's Thomas is front-facing talent. Mm. Does he still go and train without you? Because obviously, you know.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I haven't done it for a long time. I've done it for about 2 weeks.
You consider front-facing talent?
No. I was a dicky knee or something like that on the back.
So where did you watch your game Friday, Thursday night?
Fuck, Thursday night.
Yeah, a while ago.
Do you remember who played?
Yeah, no. No, apparently I don't think – did they even play? I thought it was just Braden Maynard viciously king hit someone off the ball. I thought that's all that happened. He obviously king hit someone viciously off the ball. That's the only thing I can remember. I think I fucking read about it all week anyway.
Ridiculous.
Fucking idiots on Twitter and that.
No, exactly. I watched it in the dabble box.
Right.
Yep.
Did you have to speak to anyone on the way around? Or did you just set yourself?
That would have been a lovely evening for you. Just get in there.
No, it was good. It's nice to be in there. We had a long lunch first. Mm. So I've seen them well by the time I got there. And then...
You're not going to know what's hit you when the kids come back, are you? You're going to go, fucking need a holiday.
I'm kind of fucking wishing they'd come back now. My body's, my health's deteriorating at a rapid rate. No, Heath wasn't there for me and I took a mate and there was obviously punters in there.
Yep.
It was good. wasn't probably the most aesthetically pleasing game, but we had
a win. Not if you didn't understand footy, it wouldn't have been. If you understood footy and liked finals pressure, it was fantastic.
Mm. Yeah, no.
You don't think?
I don't think aesthetically it was very pleasing, no. But we won, so that helps. That helps.
Lost expected score.
Sorry. So we're backing up this week, but they did what they had to. They parked the bus in the last quarter. They forgot how to kick, nearly missed their boot half the time.
So there's 8 million hot takes. I don't listen to a lot of them, but I'll listen to a couple of shows every week or four. The only time I've seen a player of Bailey Fritz's quality kick like that, can you think of it? Or you would have been a young kid?
No.
McGowan.
When he had the groin.
Well, this is my thing. Isn't there a chance that it Bailey Fritz was jabbed up.
On his foot?
Yeah, well, he's come back from a foot injury.
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised no one's asked that question. Like, it hasn't been raised.
Yeah.
And maybe it was just pressure of finals because...
Pickett, he alley-ed his boot with a couple of snaps. I don't know whether it was pressure or... I didn't look... I was
channeling you. Your theory that pressure has got a fair bit to do with goal kicking.
Yeah.
Like most of it.
But you kick five in the granny, but when you're up by so much, it's probably easier to kick him, isn't it?
Fritz?
Yeah.
Well, I was also, if I use racing parlance, second up syndrome. Like he missed 6 weeks before the Swans game, kick five. And then that's probably a thing about momentum. Like he then didn't play. So he just looked out of touch. Tommy Mack looked out of touch. But my favorite, and we'll address the elephant in the room, but my favorite was post game Fly getting interviewed. And someone said, now, inside 50s, I'm making this up, by the way.
Yeah.
Inside 50s, Melbourne was 65, Collingwood were 36. You know, that's a huge differential. And he said, doesn't matter.
No. I read Daniel Hoyne. They bombed it in more than anyone, so they weren't looking for a target. So
yeah,
maybe they just got panicked and started kicking in long instead of probably lowering their eyes and looking for how they usually play. Like, because they were down, they just probably wanted to get in there. And the Collingwood's backs held up really, really well. Awesome. Quainor was awesome. Yeah. Or Murphy, they all held up really well. They did park the bus. They didn't do much in the last quarter, but they didn't need to. They were up, and a win's a win. I thought. Obviously, I thought that would be the hardest game they'd play all finals. And Brisbane obviously looked pretty sharp, but unfortunately they don't play at the MCG. They don't play at the Gabba Grand Final day. So you think it's going to be, unless Melbourne can do something special, but Gawn's hurt now. Obviously Brayshaw won't play. But I thought that would be their toughest game. I thought whoever win that would win the flag, and I'm sticking by it.
And it says about math science with both results and with using indicators like champion datas, is that that's all they are. They are just indicators. Mm. Unless you win on the scoreboard, who gives a fuck?
Mm.
Exactly.
That's it. Yeah. Righto. Should we go via the questions? Or
I've heard you've got some curly ones today.
About the vicious king hint.
Well, give us your take first, please.
Well, what did you think? If you were doing the match, what would you have given him?
Nothing.
You were good. Give him off.
As a I'm not invested in either side. As in, like, I'm not necessarily a Collingwood supporter. I'm just a fan of the game. There was genuinely nothing in it.
I think that's how most people thought, unless you're both from Melbourne or hate Collingwood.
Yeah, and I said to someone who was like perplexed by the idea that he could get off. I said, okay, obviously you're invested for another reason. So if Maynard was on your team, then look at it that way. How would you feel? So you have to look at the incident without the colours on the chest.
And exactly.
Without the players' names involved. Which is what I thought I did. And there was genuinely nothing in it. The result is disappointing, obviously, for Brayshaw, that no one likes to see that, regardless of what team.
But like, you'd think he dead set killed Bambi. Like,
had a frenzy.
I've no problem with the narrative with the Collingwood, with the Melbourne supporters or his brother or the coach, you know, his friends coming out and saying it was a vicious act, he should be suspended. That's what. You're
impressed with the bro coming in behind him?
The brother. Well, I am impressed, because that's what a brother should do. Of course, you just stick up for him. Of course, you just say ridiculous things to help support his argument, because that's what you do. If it was my brother, I'd come out and fucking want him jailed too.
Yeah.
But that's why all Melbourne supporters say he's fucking should be suspended for whatever. Because that's why footy's so good. And Collingwood supporters would support him, whether he did boot him in the head off the ball. You know, it's just it's what happened. That's why footy's footy. But, you know, he did say some ridiculous things. Like, we all know they ain't, Collingwood ain't, they would have give, if Collingwood, if AFL were trying to get Collingwood in flags, they would have paid a block on Liam Ryan in 2018 and we would have won the flag. So, but I wish he was true. But I'd like to know Hamish's comments when his brother got knocked out by Gaff. I'm pretty sure he said they were mates and it was all okay.
Is that what he said at the time?
I think so, yeah. Right. I think he said it was okay from a king hit, a proper king hit. This was, the way people talk, you'd think Braden King hit someone off the ball. Like the rhetoric and the carry-on about it. Like, I understand it was a big case for what goes on, but some of the commentary around Braden was like they said he'd shot someone.
Yeah. I wonder if the commentary around it would have been the same if it was ridiculous. A GWS defender.
It's ridiculous.
No chance.
No.
But you're allowed to have your opinion, and like it's great that Gawn came out and happened, and all the Melbourne supporters said he should be suspended, and all the Collingwood supporters said they shouldn't. It just adds to the theatre.
Yeah.
But I genuinely thought it was It's a one in a million thing. He was trying to smother him. And he did lean into him a bit looking behind the goals footage, where people usually, when they kick off their left shoe, they usually lean to their left. Not that that means anything, but like he did lean into him a bit. Now, I know you're certainly not to blame for it, but I think he helped 5 or 10% by moving across.
Yes.
But I genuinely thought he was going – I actually thought he was going to get suspended, even though I thought it was going to be the wrong thing. I would have said there was nothing to say here, play on. Did you, you're a Melbourne supporter, could you objectively say that he should have got off, or do you think he should have got suspended?
So there's two answers to that. One is
– no, I want your answer.
Yeah, yeah. And nothing changed from my original thought, which was, I said, it was it's a tough, brutal game, and if you play on the edge, sometimes you go over the edge. Mm-hmm. And based on what the AFL have been doing this year in regards to suspensions and duty of care when it comes to the bump, should I be talking louder or more?
No, it's fine. Your levels
that on this year, he would be suspended. And he should be suspended on the duty of care, given that they'd been suspending players on bumps that weren't malicious.
Well, no, should Gary Rowan get suspended on hitting Jeremy Cameron? Is there a duty
such
of care?
Such a great question around that.
Well, no, because they're both going for a mark. There's only one way to go for a mark, which is to go for the mark.
Well, we'll go for a spoil.
Isn't that the result?
He's going for a spoil, a smother.
But there were different ways of going for that smother. I'm not saying whether right or wrong.
No, Mark, what other way could he do it? If he stops and tries to jump in there, the ball's gone. The only way he could do it is to try and jump forward and smother it.
So, Mick, I heard Mick Malthouse, I happened to be in the car on Friday night, and I hear Mick Malthouse pre-game, and he said, which I would think he's got some Collingwood allegiance, he said there's two ways of smothering, high jump or long jump. I thought that's a brilliant way of explaining it.
Yeah.
So Maynard chose the long jump.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying, and again, I couldn't underline it anymore. I know I was a shit footballer. That might be surprising to people. I'm just saying what I observe. And he chose, because he chose to jump forward, I thought, based on what the AFL had done this year, that he would be in trouble. I wouldn't have thought that in 2021, for instance.
I thought Tom Lynch's thing was worse than Maynard's. Mm.
But again, they're going for a mark.
You know he wasn't. He didn't put his hands up at all.
They're in a marking contest.
He didn't put his hands up.
Yeah.
He's trying to mark it with no hands, was he?
But anyway, but so by extension, like this is in
they've seen that before. They've seen a no-handed mark.
Yes, you have at local footy.
Yeah.
Tribunal decision shows major codes cannot regulate safety. This is an article in The Australian by Jessica Heller and Today. Significant test case for the AFL. They horrifically failed its duty of care. God. Now, she's a very good journalist, but she's a bit of a rugby league aligned.
Right.
Writes a lot of anti-AFL type stories. And that's okay. Everyone's got their own little biases and opinions, and I'll get to other ones soon. What I'm saying is that I would be staggered if next year, if the same thing happens, if the tribunal rules weren't regulated, that it's cut and dry, he gets suspended.
Well, yeah, well, if they do, it's like, you know, people say they stop watching the game. Well, that's not the only people. The only time I'll ever stop watching the game is if you're not allowed to gamble on it. Then you watch. Then you watch how many fucking viewers they'll lose. It's the only way people stop watching it. Let's be honest, like, because I ain't watching St Kilda versus Freo on a Sunday arvo unless I gamble on it. So that's they won't lose lots of – so they could make the game basically netball and we're all still going to watch because it's the biggest game. But if you tell me you can't jump up for a smother in a final, like when the pressure's on because you're worried about coming down hitting someone, well, you know, I'm not going to say they've lost me because, like I said, the only way they'll lose me is if you're not allowed to gamble on it. But the game was just going to look so much different. If you can't do things that are like, you know, it's been said, trying to take a hanger and like kneeing someone in the head, is that gone these days? Like, they might as well make it like super rules, no knees up in the back, so you're allowed to go back with the fight,
right?
Well, that's where it's going because, like, you can knee someone, that's the most dangerous one. You can take a hanger and knee someone straight in the side of the head and nearly kill them.
You're giving me flashbacks of Fev about 2006, I reckon, and I don't know how the bloke's head didn't come off his body.
Yeah.
And he just ran. He ran like Braden Maynard, took a hanger, but the knee was only going one spot.
Yeah, exactly.
Right flush in the back. And you
kind of like taught, like, if that bloke's standing in the hole, kicking on top of his head, and the footfall fucking run up, put his knee through his back of his head, and he fucking won't be there again. You know, that's what you were told. You can still do that in this day and age because you can legally go for a mark and jam your knee straight through the back of his scone and, like you said, nearly rip it off, and it's play on. So, like, seriously, that will probably they probably won't be able to do that in 5 years. It'll be like Super Rules, like no knees up in the back of some like defenseless guy's head.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Like, is that where we want the game to get to? Well, probably, it seems like it, but...
I've got a feeling you weren't at home Sunday night watching TV.
No, I wasn't, no. No.
So the Johnny Platton story was there, and you know, there's the obvious connection.
Looks like the Penguin.
And he does. Great fella, Johnny. And the obvious terrible connection, but the connection with Angus Brayshaw, married to Danny Fuller's daughter. Engaged.
Do you think the rarity that he's been concussed helped, like, do you think that... That really, it was just an unfortunate side effect of that Braden hit someone who'd already had terrible concussion.
Well, it adds
history.
That's the narrative. So in the media, I was part of it. I'm not now, but I'm just telling what happens. The media love broadening a specific story as widely as possible.
Because
what happens then? You get more talk back, you get more clicks, you get longer. If someone said, this is about... did Braden Maynard have a choice? And that's the tribunal.
Yeah.
Because it was. In the end, that was the choice.
Well, I don't believe you. He had a choice not to smother, yes.
I'm saying that's where the case would come down to. And in the end, the tribunal chose to say he didn't have a choice. Yeah. Right? So he's cleared. If someone explained that in 30 seconds, you've still got 59 and a half minutes to fill that hour.
Yeah.
Right? I'm just saying with the radio or TV or something. So it's in everyone's interest to expand things. So did Maynard go and visit Brayshaw? Did Brayshaw had concussions? Did, you know, blah, 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 blah. And
loved Caro's take on that too, that it was a bad look. That she wasn't happy with him going over there. So, well, if he doesn't, he's even more of an arsehole for not caring. Yeah. So it's like, you can't win.
Nah.
But...
Well, the fact that they were teammates.
Yeah.
So that's on the other side of the argument. Who cares?
Right.
Did it happen or did it not happen? And was it infringing of the rules or not? And that's the case.
Yeah. And so there's like now all the Melbourne supporters, everyone who hates Collingwood, if you believed he got off, you were an advocate for CTE and you wanted people to have brain damage. You wanted people to no one wants to see anyone get hurt, but it's just, it was an accident and that's just the way it is.
Yep.
So I believe you.
Will your boy still play footy, Sam? Because that was the next step. No one's kids are ever going to play footy again.
Hopefully, if Stephen has anything to do with it. I don't think he'll be at the ballet bar with his mother.
I believe the right decision was reached. Now, apparently is there still games of footy to be played? I don't know.
They're just having an extra week off just to talk about this.
I thought so. You wouldn't believe it. So, right decision was reached. Got him, he's free to play and... You know, all the Melbourne supporters are fucking bad luck.
All right, so we've got lots of questions and some of them cover that as well. Let's get to a big issue first from Rick. Any chance of the boat trip happening this year?
Listen here, we had a lovely email from a lovely listener inquiring about the boat party last week.
That's right.
After the mention of it. So
for those who don't know, last year Sam spent a lot of time, many, many months, organising a boat trip that just in the end probably just... Bit of lack of interest.
Just didn't really happen.
Yeah. From Mick, has Dane been busy this week in the social trenches? # free the bros.
I got in a little bit. Yeah, so Sunday, Monday wasn't on my phone much, but yeah, I tried to jump in the mud a bit last night, but I was a bit tired and then...
Weren't at your sharpest?
Nah, I was just...
What were you watching, by the way? What was that? I saw you.
Oh, Love is Blind, that was a horrible show. I was shocked because I was like hungover on the couch and I was just in and out of naps and after the NFL. So I just want something I can just half listen to. It was like some ridiculous dating show where they don't get to see each other. So they all like they through a wall, and then they find the one that they love them and ask to marry them without seeing them. And I'm like, oh, man, it's fucking ridiculous. Such a horrible.
So how many episodes did you watch?
Oh, wouldn't leave the whole season. Such a horrific show.
Were you waiting for it to get better?
I was waiting for some like kind of drama to start, like, you know, switches, the old switcheroo, or fucking they didn't like each other, but just it was so fucking bad. But oh, I loved it.
The Morning Show is one of those shows that annoyed me that I keep watching.
The Morning Show.
Is that the one with Reese Witherspoon and
Jennifer Aniston and Steve Carell?
I've heard I should watch it.
I thought you meant like actual like Koshy in that. I was like,
I've heard I should watch it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just good enough to keep watching it. And you think, what the fuck
do I
watch that
Yeah. Like, but I would not recommend Love is Blind. Like, you know,
Highly unrecommend.
No, I was like, eyes closed, or sort of one eye open. And when you hear like some dramatic music, you're like, here we go. Nothing. Fucking back to fucking having a nap. But no, shit. Because I don't want to waste the good shows when I'm like hungover and like I'm just sort of like trying, you know, when you're trying to fight your sleep, like, come on, I wish this episode would hurry up. So today I've got a couple of things to do this morning, but once I get back, I'll try and watch a couple of decent shows.
When I'm writing up form, I put a show that I don't really want to watch.
Yeah, exactly. Or if you got some stuff, or if I want to jump in the mud, like, you know, you play on your phone and you're sort of like half paying attention. Yeah. Mm. And for some reason, I like watching good TV at night.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, before bed, I think they didn't sit during the day. I don't know, just doesn't get me in me plums as much as watching it at night. But, like, I'll watch, like, Have You Been Paying Attention or something during the day where you can sort of half concentrate, you know, my flick on your show, The Cheap Seats or something like that, just to watch, or just, you know, The Block, I don't know, something normal that I don't have to pay attention to. Love is Blind, not getting another run.
I got 2/3 of the way through Waco on Sunday, so it's a good one. Yeah. That's good. It's a really good doco.
I've seen it.
From, I'll combine these. From Dave, did Ralphie give an opinion on Maynard on Twitter? Fuck me, clocking up my feed. From Nards, how many people did Ralphie block for disputing his Maynard logic?
How many?
Not one who argued with me about the case. Not one.
Yeah.
So you're a fuckwit. That gets a block. Your opinion shit, that doesn't get a block. Okay. It's not a hard
word. Rogue said, my opinion is you're a fuckwit.
Block.
Block. Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
Do you reckon they'll appeal?
Oh, touch and go. I've done me 200 anyway.
Yeah, you reckon I'll.
So skin in the game, by the way. For people who don't get skin in the game.
Absolutely.
Skin in the game is you pay a price for being wrong. People think skin of the game just means you're there or you give an opinion. No, you have to pay a price for being wrong. That is skin of the game. So I said,
do you think it's an injustice, like Angus's brother said, if they don't appeal?
Not really. Well, no. How about you
move on and focus on your next footy game?
Well, that's what you would think. But I guess Melbourne have nothing to do with the appeal. It's the AFL. So
this is my point. So once it happened, Melbourne no longer have skin in the game.
No.
It's not going to make Angus Brayshaw better.
We all hope he plays in the prelim if they get through.
Sorry, the only way they'd be skin in the game is if Maynard gets two and Melbourne gets the grand final.
Yeah.
Right, that's the only way it affects Melbourne, once the incident happened. So people who were going to be Melbourne supporters, if they were excited that Maynard gets two or three, I'm not going to be excited that a guy misses a fucking final or a grand final.
Vice versa. We obviously don't want it.
Correct.
We want Angus to play, and hopefully he does everything he can and gets back in a prelim, and hopefully we play him in a grand final and they can go at it on the field. Mono e mono.
From Evo, thank you. I've not watched a game of AFL, but your math science tip got me the win in my tipping competition.
Beautiful.
Do we ever stop giving back?
No.
That was golden mile. Thank you to someone who sent me a screenshot, which is the proof. I think he had a 9-leg multi and the golden mile was his last one. So 9 times a multi.
Is good pretty going. Good.
Yeah, he did win. But he tipped into my M&D
nice.
Fundraisers. What thank a guy. You. So good on him.
Each way or the win or the on the nose?
It was an on the nose.
Oh, nice.
His Victoria would have been a bit tight there, but anyway, got the chockies. From Donnie, I think Luke Bruce is the best small forward to ever do it. What are your thoughts, Swanee?
Hold on a second.
A few in front. Very good player.
Yeah, he's a very good player, but I'll probably name a couple.
Put Kevin Bartlett in front of him.
Yeah. Would you call Lee Matthews a small forward?
Well, both of them in the second half of the career, they did play small forward. Yeah, absolutely.
Matera.
Oh, Matera.
Jeff Farmer, would you like?
Jeff
Farmer. What do you think about Jeff Farmer? Stephen Milne was obviously a very, very good small forward.
Was he the best small forward at Hawthorn? Luke Bruce?
Cyril Riola wasn't bad. But I'd say Luke Bruce is a medium because he's
right.
Wouldn't you say he's a medium?
Yeah,
he's very good. Yeah. He's probably kicked as much many goals. He's probably kicked 500-600 goals. It's a fucking lot. So yeah, he's main.
No, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
From Mr. T. Roy. Swanee's thoughts on getting the over for the women's AFL this weekend. Total point score. Unlikely.
Funnily enough, I've actually gambled on the women's the last two weeks.
That's got you watching.
Yeah, well, because I've had to play Sunday, so my Saturday's been very boring. So I've been watching. I haven't been brave enough to put an over-under on yet, but I've just been taking the favourites just for an extra bit of value. Brisbane got me beat at $1.15 the other week, so that was fun.
Why'd you put it in multi for value?
Yep. Yep.
You did.
And because they're on.
So
I just, ESPN and stuff like that, all the Fox channels, I just go through them all and see every game that's been played, right. Like college football, like women's football, baseball, the FIBA World Cup was on, rugby, whatever was on, and I just multi everything, have like three or four multis, everything, so I could watch it, just flick and just watch all day because I was doing nothing else. So, if the game was on 4 o'clock and I had an hour's gap, I'd be like, fuck it, hour gap, and I'll back the multi. Yeah.
Fill it up with a multi.
Exactly.
Ralph has stepped away and he's got the questions.
Yeah, no, sweet. What about you?
Did you watch the Doggies Hawthorn game on the weekend?
No, what day was that?
Sunday.
No, Sunday. Oh, you were playing Sunday, Monday. I was non-compass.
So, Dane, I've noticed a lot of.
Did you work?
Yeah, I worked it.
They win?
No, we lost in the last quarter.
Well, you lost in the. We lost.
We lost.
So, he's won the first three. So, you won three quarters?
Expected score? No, we probably should have won and we didn't, which was disappointing. And I was ready to do my interview right up until probably the last 5 minutes, which was disappointing.
What did you get beat by?
I can't even remember. Not much. I've noticed a lot of ex-AFL footballers around leadership roles in AFLW. Do you think that is something that you would go into?
For the right price, I'd be happy to go into step into a leadership role. Was that our guest?
That's our guest.
Is he here?
He's just parking, so we should do math science.
Because your daughters would go father-daughter.
Yeah.
If they wanted to play, is that something that you would encourage them to do?
It's not something my partner wants them to do, no.
No?
Nope.
What other avenues would you put them into?
Any other.
Any
no,
other?
I don't care. I don't care what they do. My partner certainly doesn't want them to play football.
Fair enough. Ralph,
she's had enough of it with me, and then my son's obviously going to do it. She doesn't want her daughters to fucking play it.
She wants to have a life away
after
from
this,
it.
After the traumatic event of Thursday night, we're Braden Maynard viciously kinging someone off the ball.
Yeah, she doesn't want to.
And she'll be sentenced to jail. She won't. Don't want to see it ever happen again.
Doesn't want her daughters wrapped up in that.
Well, Barmy's parking. So just before we get to math science, a couple more questions because I like getting into as many as we can. From Aaron, how many Tim Tams are too many to eat in one sitting?
Nah, any more than one packet.
Yeah, that's a fair.
Yeah. You open a second. It depends what a sitting is. If it's a movie. If you're talking about a sitting like a half hour sitcom, probably five or six. But if you're going on a movie, as long as you don't open more than one packet, I think that's fine.
Mm. I would tend to agree with that.
From Lee, not sure anyone's asked this yet, but has Bucks had that coffee with Adam Treloar?
I'd say that's negative.
You did the show with Nathan the other day?
I did a show with Nathan.
Nothing about the coffee with Adam?
No, that one slipped through.
From Jared, I'll need to suck a dick to get the stubby holder I ordered to pay for. Sorry, Jared, it's on the way.
We have signed, haven't we? We signed last week.
Signed a couple last week.
Come on, Ralph. How far is the post office from your place?
Yeah, I know. I should have done it. From Scotty, have you seen this on YouTube? Type in vaginal knitting.
No, thank you. Oh, I've seen it. I know what it is.
Is this two cups, one girl?
No. It's all the more strange.
Is it? God. Something you'd be into?
No.
No, okay.
Do you need me to explain it or do you want them to look it up?
No, look it up and then please send us some messages about what you see.
Okay, I'll have a look when I get off here.
came out a while ago. Yeah. Surprised we haven't touched on this subject. It's a no from me.
Okay.
From Ryan, Masters Mad Monday versus AFL Mad Monday.
Yeah, no, Masters not as sharp as the seniors. Yeah.
Right. All right.
Bit older.
We'll get to couple of quick math science and then we're going to guess.
Well, we have a huge round this week. It is week two of the finals. Obviously, only four sides having to show up. And we start on Friday night, 7:50pm bounce at the MCG between your mob, Ralph, the Melbourne Demons, and the Carlton Blue Baggers. Carlton are paying $2.17, Melbourne $1.69. The line is -6.5 to the D's and the over-unders is 155.5.
Low under, and I was kicking myself for not taking it last week, Melbourne Collingwood, because that's exactly what it's looking like. But I'll, this
looks
week
a nice night for football.
Yes, but it'll be pressure, which is what the two sides have come from. Just an overview, what happens every year is that the sides who win get talked up. But the difference this year is, and this is why you always got to say what's happening now, not what's happening historically, but you factor it in. It's very rare that we've had two sides, fifth and sixth, or the winner of the first week of the finals from down the, in the second half of the eight, who have had such momentum. I mean, they've probably been the form sides of July and August.
Probably.
So I do respect the Blues, hoping for the D's, but I'll take the under.
Take the under? 155?
Yeah. I just think it's going to be a real...
They're gone hurt.
Well, how's Melbourne going to kick a big score? So their only chance of beating Carlton would be to pressure.
Gone hurt. Brayshaw obviously not playing. But I like you, but like you said, the overreaction with sides who lose in the first week in the top four, and then sides who win the bottom half. There's a bit of a shift, but I still think Melbourne are the better side. So give me 1-39, close small game. I think the D's probably get it done. 1-39. Carlton, they've won their final. Even though you dead set think they won the grand final after what happened, really while they fucking carried on last Friday night, think they won a grand final. Act like you've been there before. Fucking show some humility and some class, or you losers out there, both for Carlton.
Tell you what, they've come out of the woodworks.
Have they? Fucking just have some bit of respect, a bit of class. Like, I know you haven't been there before, but just act like it. You know, be like us Collingwood supporters. We're a very even keel.
Exactly.
D's 1-39.
Thank you for that insight.
Even though I probably hope Carlton, because I want to play Carlton in the grand final. But
by the way, if Carlton do get right on top of Melbourne, I will leave early. But it's only the end, but I will leave early.
That is not something you needed to explain to us, because I'm gathering everyone would have assumed.
Come in, Barmy. We're just finishing off
part
one.
Hello, how are you?
The great Neil Barmes just walked in. He's going to take his seat and then we'll do part two.
The final game already of the round is Saturday, September 16, 7:40pm bounce at the Adelaide Oval, where Port Adelaide are hosting the GWS Giants. Port Adelaide is $1.60, GWS $2.35. The line is -9.5 to the power, Dane, and the over-unders is 175.5.
That's a high total, so give me the under in that.
Also a lovely day in Adelaide.
I don't know who's going to win.
Pick him?
Well, if I get him in, I'd probably take Port. But G. Davis is good form as anyone. So it's a high total, so give him the under.
Okay.
One of us will be right, I'll go the overs. What's the line again?
175.5.
Shootout.
Shootout.
Yes.
And who do you want to win? Who do you want to win?
I think GWS have a better chance of beating Collingwood with momentum than Port Adelaide are.
Mm-hmm. Dane, who do you want to win?
Who do you not want to win?
Who do you not want to win?
No, I think we can beat them both on the MCG with Dacos back.
RacetrackRalphie.com.au is my racing staff. My couple of just changes or updates from last week.
Please.
Cafe Millennium was $15 for the Spring Champion. It's now half that after a big run on Saturday. So
you got to listen.
Still very happy with Spring Champion. And Espiona is now into Epsom contention. Gold Trip, the Melbourne Cup winner, returned phenomenally. He could win the Melbourne Cup again this year off that run, or the Caulfield Cup, or the Cox Plate. That's how good it was. And Imperatrice is now in the top tier of sprinters in Australia too. So that's my little racing bit.
Thank you. And you're in the middle of an MND course.
Yes.
A little drive.
27
so
challenge. Yep.
Ralphie is doing his push-ups every morning, sometimes on his knuckles, sometimes on his hands. He gets it done regardless. Yeah, done. So if you can tip in a little bit to the MND fund, the link will be on his Instagram. And if you're having a dabble, dabble responsibly.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.